You are listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR coming to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. I am Sam.
I'm Molly.
And you are listening to Back to the Garden.
Today we will be reviewing Tennis's show, which was at the Vogue on April 20th, so 2 weeks ago. And we're very excited to be covering their music and just talking a little bit about their wonderful show that they had here in Vancouver. Yeah. Just a little over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we had the privilege of attending. Last week we reviewed Loving, which was the band that opened for Tennis, which is some personal friends of ours, dare I say. We are now intimate with Loving. we have a loving relationship with them. However, we did not get the chance to meet Tennis, but we are still reviewing them because they put on a phenomenal concert.
Yeah. Too much fun. Too much fun.
Yeah, far too much fun. Objectively, an incredible show. I think we really, really liked it. Yeah. Honestly, they were a band. I think, I talked about this last week. It was really fitting that Loving and Tennis performed together because I was really into their music in 2020 during the pandemic. But since then, I think I'd, obviously had other musical interests and pursuits. But I don't know. I think that their show...
They were a fun pair together.
They were a fun pair together. And the Tennis show, honestly, knocked my socks off. I had no idea what to expect, given I had not seen, many videos of them live before.
Yeah.
I was kind of going in with, dare I say, virgin eyes to the Tennis show, unsure of what was going to happen. But they put on a very entertaining concert, which we will talk about later. They had the coolest kind of, projections in the background.
Yeah, that just made amazing it set. I love a good set design. Amazing set. Their outfits, the whole band behind them, their vibe. It was incredible.
They also just have an incredible energy to them. It's a husband and wife duo from Denver, Colorado. That is the band Tennis. They're beautiful people that make beautiful music, and
indeed,
they're entertaining to watch live. That's all I can say about it. It was just a great show. but we'll talk about it in more detail in a little bit. For now, we are going to kick things off with a little more Tennis, coming to you now with Let's Make a Mistake Tonight off of their newest EP, Pollen.
Yes.
Which was the EP that they were touring with. And we're going to follow that up with Need Your Love.
Yes, gorgeous.
So sit back, relax. It's summertime. Tennis is very much summer. I'd say specifically spring music. Their music has an air of spring to it.
Especially Pollen. I mean, Pollen is a springy thing.
We'll be talking about that soon. Yeah,
indeed.
Pollen has a personal story. So stay tuned
for that
Vancouver
story.
Personal Vancouver story. But without further ado, let's bring you Let's Make a Mistake Tonight.
Thank you.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM. This is CITR. I'm Sam.
And I'm Molly. We're taking you back to the garden.
Taking you back to the garden. That was two songs from Tennis. You just listened to Let's Make a Mistake Tonight off of their recent album Pollen and Need Your Love off of their 2020 hit album Swimmer.
Ooh.
The sounds of spring, dare I say.
Yeah.
This band makes me want to go play tennis. This band makes me want to go, like, frolic around. I mean, Vancouver right now, we're in the season where the cherry blossom petals are falling off the trees because it's getting warmer.
Yeah, it's getting warmer.
I want them to blow in the wind as I frolic around and play tennis while I listen to tennis, listen to this music. That's what would feel good right now.
That is what would feel good right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not the most beautiful day here at the University of British Columbia. It is rainy after a week of sunshine, so...
We cannot
tennis
complain.
In the studio. We cannot complain, but tennis in the studio brings up the mood a bit because it's
it
like
does. It
we.
Does.
I think as Vancouverites, we always relate that. I never think I have seasonal depression until the sun comes out and spring begins, and then I'm like, oh my god, why do I feel 1,000 times better?
My quality of life is insane right now.
Quality of life is insane right now, and I'm like, not much has even changed, but I'm just like, I feel amazing. And then this morning, I look out the dreary weather, and I was like, I need to go take a 20-minute shower. Like, I can't start the day without like a creature comfort. Like, I don't know, like lie in bed for a bit. I'm reading like a new book, and I was like, let me just like sulk around and read.
And
like,
today, creature comfort is in the form of tennis.
Today, it's in the form of tennis. So this is elevating the mood. I hope it's elevating your mood too. Next up, we have, I'm going to play my two favorite songs from Tennis. These
Let's
are the
go.
Two songs that very much defined April and May 2020 for me, which is why
Amazing.
I'm playing them for you. In the Morning, I'll Be Better, which is one of their greater hits, I'd say. That one is off of their 2017 album, Yours Conditionally.
Yes.
Which is a beautiful one. I really like the album cover for this one, too. It's both of them looking very, like, it looks like straight out of the 70s, which is kind of like...
We're always being seduced by Tennis, let's be honest.
I mean, okay, we'll talk about the band later, but, like, it was... Okay, you know what? It was a seductive experience. I will say that much.
We were seduced.
She, Alana is her name, I believe. She makes eye contact with the audience very intensely.
And her curls and your curls were making eye contact with each
our
other,
curls
and that's
were,
all I will say.
Yeah, our curls were activated together. For those of you who cannot see right now, I have very, very curly hair, and so does Alana from Tennis. If you look her up, she has beautiful curly hair.
Insane curly hair.
Yeah. And our curls had chemistry.
Yeah.
There was a moment. We were barrier. We were at the very front, too. We were
and
front
we'll
and center.
Get into how that happened.
We'll, yeah, we'll talk about the show
so
again
many
in
teasers.
A bit. I'll play In the Morning, I'll Be Better for you right now, followed by... my personal favorite by the band, which is a single that is a cover, which I did not get the chance to hear at the concert. They did not play it live, but this one's called Superstar.
Ooh.
They dropped it in 2020. This was my gateway into Tennis.
Tennis gateway.
Let's run it.
Let's
see
hear
what happens.
It. Yeah. Enjoy, everyone.
Enjoy.
Cares away that 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to 14th, 2023. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. CITR and Discorder Magazine are a proud partner of Ma Saigon, a feature-length documentary by Montreal-based filmmaker Kwa Le that constructs a dynamic ode to Saigon's queer and trans communities through a series of intimate character portraits. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets. And we hope to see you there.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM. This is CITR. This is Back to the Garden. My name is Sam.
My name is Molly. We're taking you back to the garden again.
And yeah, so you just listened to some Tennis. We played you Superstar, which was my favorite single, my gateway drug into Tennis, as well as In the Morning, I'll Be Better, which is one of my all-time favorites from their 2017 album, Yours Conditionally.
It's very good. We're grooving.
We're grooving right now. We're having a good time in the studio. Let's talk about the concert.
Yes.
Let's kick it off. It was a phenomenal show. Again, blew me away, actually.
Yes.
It was a really good show. I would recommend to anyone listening that if you have the chance to go see them live, I would go see them live, even if you don't know that many of their songs.
It was a full sensory experience. It was all senses, eyes and ears mainly.
Eyes and ears.
And dancing.
Dancing. I was going to say touch. Like, I'm touching people. It was, like, moving around. Like, so we somehow ended up at the Barricades.
Yes.
We were in the front row of Tennis, which was a surprise because
we were having a tough time getting there. Like,
it was pouring rain.
It was coming off. We had Haley Hendricks, which two weeks ago now, we covered Haley.
Yeah.
And that was the night before. It was in the middle of exams. Like, it was the craziest
time. We were in the thick of it, right? Yeah, we were in the thick of it. It was not a great time to be going out.
We hauled to the Vogue. We barely got there. Loving came on. We were like, okay, maybe everything's all right. We were in the dancey mood. And then before we know it, three or four songs in, we're about two rows up. And then someone just switched their barricade. They're like, do you want to be on the barricade? And we all said yes. And then suddenly the three of us, Tessa, Sam, and myself, were all just on the barricade after arriving, after doors. We did not line up. We just somehow smuggled our way to the front.
We essentially floated to...
We levitated to the front.
We levitated to the front, yeah.
And it was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. It was wonderful. And then we had this beautiful view. And again, as we were saying earlier, it was... a seductive concert.
Yes.
So Tennis is made up of a couple, Alana Moore and Patrick Riley. They met at the University of Colorado during their undergrad.
Oh my goodness.
Not dissimilar from ourselves. And after going on an 8-month sailing trip, Alana intended to go to law school, and then they ended up making music together and formed the band in 2010.
That is a dream.
And they are a power couple. I will say that much for free. They have an energy to them on stage that is just so, like, they have this chemistry.
Yeah,
and
it's very evident.
And then anytime they look out to you and to anyone, they make you feel special. Like, me and Alana's curls had, like, a connection. We had a connection, honestly. She kept looking, like, at me right in the eyes and just, like, singing at me, and I would be like, oh my god, like, what's happening?
What do I do with this?
And then, I mean, Patrick is, like, multi-guitarist, like, expert. Like, he was playing, like, the keys, the guitar, the bass. Like, he's, like, moving around instruments.
Like, there's like, three instruments per song, and he's doing it all.
He's doing it all.
And also dancing. And also, like, he actually looked like he was floating above the stage. Like, he was dancing in such a way that I'm like, I feel like you're on, like, you're being suspended from above. You know,
truly,
when, like, Cirque du Soleil, when they, like, that's how he looked.
Up.
It was crazy. And
it was
then there
crazy.
Was crazy visuals. There was, it was a psychedelic crazy.
It was a
wild
psychedelic concert. Because I feel like their sound really calls back to, like, the 60s and the 70s. And
but even, like, her hair.
Even, I was going to say, their hair, their whole vibe, like, the curated aesthetic they have is a callback to this kind of singer-songwriter couple era of the 60s and 70s, very Laurel Canyon, very like California, very LA.
Yes.
I don't know. And I think it was just a really beautiful experience. Do you have a favorite song that you remember, Molly, from the show?
I really liked Pollen's Song.
I liked Pollen's Song, which is what we're going to play next. And there's a bit of a story with it.
Yeah. So she introduced this and said that this was written the last time they were on tour in spring in Vancouver. And as we know, there's a lot of cherry blossoms. There's a lot of pollen in Vancouver in the spring.
I have horrible allergies. So I was resonating with this one. I was like, pollen. Like.
And she described writing this song and kind of saying, there's all these beautiful trees, but I can't really enjoy it. And Patrick had said to her, like, okay, just take a Claritin and enjoy how beautiful this is. And she's like, oh, why can't I enjoy these beautiful things? Why do I always have to find something wrong with it? And that's kind of what Pollen's Song is about. But it was based off of an entry she made in her journal touring in Vancouver.
Right. I think they said they had played at the Biltmore, which was beautiful because we had been at the Biltmore the night before this concert.
Well, everything
Haley
is so intertwined.
So intertwined. And again, this time of year, we emerge from the Biltmore and lo and behold, there is cherry blossoms everywhere. Yep. And there is pollen everywhere. I'm currently on my steroid nasal spray and prescription allergy meds because this time of year is rough for me if I don't have medication.
It's dire.
I'm a shell of a human being with my allergies. So she was saying this and I really resonated with it. I was like, that's a beautiful sentiment. And that's always how I felt growing up in the spring and summer. I'd be like, oh my god, everything's so nice. I just want to be outside. But then I touch grass or I'd breathe in fresh air, I'd be like,
I'd be down for the count.
Yeah, I'd be out of it. So I'd get really depressed and really sad. So I think this was a really beautiful song in that regard. So we'll play it next and we can pick up on the lyrics and how these themes are kind of intertwined into it. I think it's a really beautiful song. Is there anything else we want to say about the show? Beyond it just being a phenomenal, also really nice crowd, I'll say.
It was a kind crowd. There was no, again, we were offered a spot at the barricade, which I'm sure people had to wait for, and they were just like, here, have it. It was very, I didn't feel squished, I didn't feel pushed,
no shoving,
shoved.
Everyone there was also really into it and cool, I'd say. There wasn't fake fans. This wasn't a social media famous band that's people just want the one song and they're filming it and they're living. This was real fans.
Everyone was just dancing, and even if everyone didn't know every single word, they were very much down to just dance and vibe with the rest of rest of the band,
the rest
of the crowd. It was great.
I know, it was awesome.
So it was a kind crowd. I would say good.
Kind crowd until, I was going to say, until the very end. If we remember an act of violence that was committed.
So one last thing I'll say is, again, we're right up at the front, and I've been watching Patrick dance all the time.
You've been blinking your little eyes.
I've been batting my eyes for sure. And Patrick picks up a set list from the ground, and I mean, I've had my fair share of set lists at concerts, but at this point, I can't be bothered to fight the crowd for it. You know, I'm past that. I'm aging out of that, if you will. So Patrick, he is handing me the set list. He is looking specifically at me and he puts it in my hands. And the person beside us, very tall man who was also at the front. And I mean, if you're tall, I think he had a hat on too. And a tall person with a hat on at the front will always rub me the wrong way.
Yeah. At the barricade, come on.
So what happened is it was snatched from my very hands.
It was literally, I was right behind you. It was snatched. It was in your hands and he ripped it out.
So that's a bit crazy. Overall, am I devastated? No. But is that a nasty thing to do, maybe?
Did it leave a bit of a sour taste in our mouth after the show?
Perhaps.
A bit, but then we went to the merch booth, famously,
and we chatted with Loving,
our dear friend.
Everything was rectified.
Everything was rectified, I would say. Anyways, let's play you Pollen's song after that little brief interlude. I hope you enjoy it. Some more tennis coming at you after this. Let's go.
Things move too fast, but I've been doing the same thing. don't regret. Out like a bird that won't fly.
Love to read, but your friends and family are tired of you droning on and on about your latest book? Well, forget them, because you have me now. Hi, I'm Randy from Dog-Eared Radio Book Club, a book club coming to you through the airwaves from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every 2 weeks on Tuesday evenings on CITR 101.9 FM. Tune in to hear the rambling thoughts of a fellow reader that are factually supported by my co-host of the week. Follow the show on Instagram at Dog-Eared Radio Book Club to find out about our next read.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Welcome back to 101.9 FM CITR. I am Sam.
And I'm Molly.
And we are taking you back to the garden.
As always. Yeah, we'd love to do that.
on Fridays from 10 to 11. We will be here. We love taking you back to the garden, and I hope you do too. So we have just been listening to a lot of Tennis. We just gave you Pollen Song off of their most recent album, Pollen. The same name, in fact.
Title track, I want to say.
Followed by Fields of Blue off of Yours Unconditionally, or Yours Conditionally, which is one of my favorite songs by them as well. And then a little cheeky one by Griffith James called Market in Black that features Tennis. You may have heard their lovely vocals in the background. Yeah. I am not familiar with Griffith James. However, that was a phenomenal
song. I enjoyed thoroughly.
I think we all should be familiar with his work, because
going forward,
if he's collaborating with Tennis, he is someone I want to be tuned into.
Keep him on the radar.
I want to be collaborating with him.
Exactly.
So now we're moving into what we like to call the adjacent category.
The adjacent.
We should get a little like jingle when we do the adjacent. Like, we need like a little like
a chime in.
Yeah.
Adjacent. Yeah. Adjacent time.
Adjacents are starting. So essentially on this show, what that means is we talk about the show, we listen to a bunch of music from the artists that we're profiling, and now we're going to listen to some of the music that has inspired their work, as well as music that has been inspired by them, or is just like in the periphery of the music they're producing. So I'm going to bring you some of the Ronettes. We're throwing it way back with Be My Baby, because Tennis has cited Phil Spector and a lot of the songs he produced as some of their biggest inspirations, and that wall of sound he's famous for creating with like harmonies and like, you know, kind of layered instruments is what influenced how they like to produce music today. So we're going to bring you Be My Baby coming in hot. And then we're going to follow that up with a song by the band Tops, an Australian band that I love. Their song Petals is one of my all-time favorite. Also very much was a COVID song for me. That was like part of that era. And they've toured together with Tennis in the past. And they just have a very similar sound. And we're going to follow that up again with some Soccer Mommy, because Tops recently opened for Soccer Mommy when she came to Vancouver in December.
Oh my goodness.
That's just a taste of what we're doing on this show. The adjacents category is expansive.
We go so crazy.
Anything's possible. We hold nothing back. If we have some time, we'll try and slip in some Fleetwood Mac after. Because that's another band that I think is like, you know, Tennis is famously a couple. Fleetwood Mac was made of couples.
Mm-hmm.
And also the 70s inspiration is very much present in Tennis's music. So Indeed. We'll see if we have time for that. But let's play those three songs and
let's
enjoy. I love the Ronettes. Here's some Be My Baby. Let's go.
Thank you.
That is Cool by Soccer Mommy. And closing up the hour today, we will be playing You Make Loving Fun by Fleetwood Mac.
Just a fun tune.
Just something I feel like that is adjacent to tennis and that it's musically inspiring. And I mean, it's a band made of all couples, which tennis is. Hopefully tennis has less conflict than Fleetwood Mac, though. Am I right? anyways, it has been an absolute pleasure to bring you tennis today and talk about the show. I am Sam.
And I'm Molly, as always.
And this has been Back to the Garden. We look forward to bringing you Back to the Garden next
week. With Men I Trust.
Yeah, very exciting show. We saw them this week at the Orpheum. So,
and we're so ecstatic, as always.
So an hour of Men I Trust is coming to you soon. With that, have a beautiful Friday and a lovely weekend. Get out there, Vancouver, and enjoy the sunshine if there is some, or even this nice temperate weather.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Curl up and read a book.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay. Happy spring to all. See you soon.